you have to invest in yourself. You have to invest in your growth for so many different reasons. One of my favorite reasons is people won't invest in you until you invest in you. Like, how are you going to ask other people to pay you and you're not even investing in yourself to grow, to become better, to become more skilled at what you actually do? So it's like, you have to be investing in yourself long before anyone actually ever pays you.
The journey to wealth is a long walk, and some may walk quicker than others, but what good is sprinting to the finish line if you pass out when you cross it? On Walk to Wealth, we enlighten and empower young adults to build wealthy, abundant lives. They say the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, and your first step starts right now. This is Walk to Wealth with your host, John Mendez.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Walk to Wealth podcast. If you're tuning in on YouTube or any of the podcast directories, make sure to do yourself one teeny tiny little favor and make sure to give us a follow, because I don't want you to miss out on any of the amazing episodes I got coming on this year. Without further ado, let's get right into this one. I got a brand new series for you guys. This series is all about conferences. I've been to about 13 conferences, and at the time I'm recording this, there's still one, maybe two, three conferences that I'm going to go to in 2024. So I'm really excited. And honestly, man, like, conferences have made such a big impact on me. And they also made a big impact on my pockets, both like positively and also negatively, because they can cost quite a bit. So for anyone that doesn't know, a conference is like a big event where a bunch of people kind of get together. For the topic varies depending on which conference you're going to. So of course, the ones I'm going to are usually either podcast or business related, all of them. I started off as real estate related. And for me, the reason why I started going to these conferences, honestly, is because when I got into Keller Williams and I got licensed as a real estate agent, they pretty much hammer you on, like, you got to go to training, you got to do all the training, you got to do all the KW stuff. They're always offering training, training, training. And you kind of get indoctrinated into believing that you have to go to all of these things. And I 100% agree that you have to invest in yourself. You have to invest in your growth for so many different reasons. One of my favorite reasons is, people won't invest in you until you invest in you. Like, how are you going to ask other people to pay you and you're not even investing in yourself to grow, to become better, to become more skilled at what you actually do? So it's like, you have to be investing in yourself long before anyone actually ever pays you, right? Number two, when I dropped out of college, that didn't mean the end of my education. That meant the end of my formal, traditional education. Right, I'm still learning all the time. And with conferences, it's a great way to learn about things that you actually want to do and talk to a bunch of people that are probably doing what you actually want to do instead of taking a bunch of gen eds. So it's kind of like, it's you getting your education, right? And so I'm getting into KW and they're like, oh, Keller Williams, they have a big conference called Family Reunion. And so honestly, I had some money saved up because I had got my college refund and I had all that money invested in index funds. So I had some money saved. And also I was working at Sign the Whale. So I had money saved from that. And from there, you know, I had some money. So I was like, you know what? Screw it. Why not? I'm going to go to Family Reunion. So some of you guys know the story of when I taught my first social media class. I'll do a quick little recap. But my first social media class I taught was back in February of 2022. It was the week before Family Reunion. And going there, I knew that I was going to see a bunch of people from the class. So I did the class and I killed it. And then I went there. And Keller Williams, that Family Reunion conference, if I'm not mistaken, was about 15,000 agents in Orlando. And that conference, if I'm not mistaken, the ticket was about like $7.99. All in with the hotel and with the airplane, I probably spent maybe close to like $1,500 if I'm not mistaken. A bit expensive, but that's actually on the lower end of the spectrum in terms of like how much I've spent for stuff. So that in terms of pricing, actually wasn't all that bad. And if I'm not mistaken, it was a 4-day conference and it was like all day. And they'll have the main stage speakers and then they'll have a bunch of like, I'm talking like tens of different breakout groups, like 20 each day. It would be like per like every hour slot, there was like 10 to 15 breakout sessions. So like imagine that. So like every hour It's like a brand new breakout. That's a whole lot of breakouts, a whole lot of information, a whole lot to consume. And that conference was so overwhelming and it's so fun because at that time too, like the pandemic was just like finally starting to go away a little bit and the world was starting to open up. So it was still like on that stage where a lot of people were like kind of on the fence of like, should we even be outside or not? And they had these little badges. And if you had like a red badge, it meant don't touch me, stay away from me. If you had a yellow badge, it was like, okay, I'm cool. Like maybe handshakes. And then like green badge meant like you're a hugger. Like you don't mind, you know, being extra social. Cause at the time they were like really enforcing social distance and all that stuff. And so that for me, that was my first conference. And my big takeaway, honestly, and that was the first time in a long time that I cried. I was just so overwhelmed with the positivity, so overwhelmed with the energy at that event. I remember I was talking to this guy named Spencer. Shout out to Spencer. I forget where he's from, but he's a realtor friend of mine. And when I was talking to him, he was asking me like about the conference and how I felt. And just like, I was trying to explain myself. And I don't remember what exactly I said. I just remember crying, like with tears of joy. It's just so much overwhelming, like positivity. And that was the first time I ever felt anything like that. Like I remember the speakers being great. And while I was there, I went to a bunch of networking dinners. So I went to one of the groups I had was called Early Birds Talking Real Estate. They had a dinner. I went to that. I got to meet a lot of people there in person that I'd never seen before, at least in person. And then I went to I think I went to the Pivot Shift Ahead. They had a dinner, which is another group in Keller Williams. They had a dinner and I went to that as well. And so my big thing is like when you're going to an event like that, I said, it's like 15,000 people. One thing I would highly recommend is like, you got to find a way to make yourself memorable. Also too, there's things to kind of avoid. So like, I'm going to start off with the things not to do that I learned from that conference. One, don't be the person that like, if you ever go to a networking event or business event or any type of event, don't hand your business card within the first 10 seconds or even the first minute or the first, like, let the conversation develop a little bit. If you have some alignment, then boom, pass out your business card. When you go to events like that, there's people like that are just trying to play a numbers game. They're just trying to pass their business cards to as many people as possible. Like a lot of real estate agents absolutely suck at networking. Absolutely awful. Number two, if you go to an event like that, do not be the person that goes to the event early to put their business cards on all the chairs. Like that is one of my biggest pet peeves because I'm not picking that up. Like I am not picking that up. That's entirely, you know, someone else's problem. But people go to events and like they'll put their business card on seats. And then when you get there, their business cards are already on like all the seats. And mind you don't even know who that person is. You don't know what they're talking about, what they do. You never even met the person. You see a random business card on your seat. Like business cards get thrown out. So it doesn't matter how fancy they are. The business cards get thrown out. Maybe if you're lucky, people use it as like a bookmark or something like that, but they're either getting lost or they're getting thrown out. And so yeah. So that's what's not to do that I learned from that conference. What to do is try to find your tribe. Right? Try to find the people that you align with. So go to networking events or stuff like that. Usually you go to a conference of that size, they're going to have different events, you know, different networking opportunities. Try to find the groups that are kind of aligned with you and go to those. Also, when you're meeting with people, right, always have your one-liner. Like everyone talks about your elevator pitch. Like you need to have your elevator pitch dialed in. It's like a quick little 30 seconds of like who you are, what you do, why you do type of thing. And so like your super quick elevator pitch could be, hey, my name is John Mendez. I help business owners who struggle with social media leverage AI to consistently create content. Boom. That's your quick one-liner, right? Or you can make it a little fancier and be like, you know, and after teaching classes for a while, I realized that most business owners have the same six problems when it comes to social media, right? Boom, 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 boom. And once I started using ChatGPT, I realized that you can leverage AI to consistently create content. And so that's what I do. I help business owners struggle with social media, leverage AI to boom, boom, boom. And like a quick little 30-second story. But like you want to have that dialed in and want it to be something that's clearly states who you help and clearly states how you help them, because like, or like that ideal result you get for them. Because you're meeting so many people and shaking so many hands, you got to find a way to stick out. So at that event, like my little strategy is everyone knew me for my big curly hair. So I woke up extra early on the last day and washed my hair out. And then I had a shirt that said, stop and stare, don't touch the hair. Boom, attention grab. And then from there, I had a digital business card, which now is pretty common, but it's called a dot card. It's like $20. I still use it now to this day. But like that card at the time, you tapped it on your phone and then it would pop up like a link for people to download your contact info, which at that time, none of the other cards were really doing. They like, no, we had the scan the QR codes, but like no one had a tap and to get access. And so that was pretty cool. And so that was my little way of sticking out. And then when people wanted my contact info, I would have to kind of like almost coach them through how to use the card because they'd probably never seen it. And so it was just little things like that to make myself memorable. In terms of speakers, honestly, I don't remember what any of the speakers said or any of the speakers talked about. I don't really remember the lineup of speakers, honestly. It's almost over 2 years ago now, but that was my very first conference ever, and I loved it. I got to meet so many amazing people, and it really shifted the game for me because it's like it made me realize how important it is to throw yourself out there. I learned how fun it is to like travel, and especially travel alone. Like you feel like you're conquering the world. It's so much fun. It's so different. Like getting to go to a whole different side of the state, you know, or the country. I mean, I never really traveled much growing up. And I always talk about points and miles, but like, we didn't have the money to travel. So it's like, that was my first ever trip in a long time. I mean, I went to Dominican Republic in 2019, but yeah, so it was like almost 4 years since the last time I had a trip when I went to that first Keller Williams conference. And I had a blast. And so conferences like that, I plan on going back next year, not as a real estate agent, but I may go back and then try to just find a whole bunch of clients, honestly. But we'll see what's in stores. But honestly, that's pretty much it for in terms of my first conference. Now, my next conference wasn't until August of 2022. So that was called Mega Agent Camp. And I'll tell you more about that in the next episode. So that's all for this one. I'll catch you in the next one.
You've now finished taking the first step. Now let us help you take the next one. Subscribe to our newsletter at walktowealth.com. That's walk2wealth.com so we can keep you moving on your journey. We'll see you on the next episode of Walk to Wealth with John Mendez.